Talk to me, Gabe.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, shit. There we go.
Hello? Oh, hey! I can hear myself.
You can.
Oh, man. Turn it off. That sounds annoying.
I know.
This is what you guys deal with every day?
I think you always sound annoying.
I know, right? It's crazy.
I'm glad that you agree.
Yes.
Yes, what?
I don't know. I don't hear myself as much.
I know, Gabe. That's the point.
I know. Because it did sound, like, really loud. All right. Sorry, I apologize. I'm gonna gonna probably be sniffing a lot this episode.
Oh, I know.
I apologize for that.
R.I.P. JB in the editing.
Just ahead of a time.
Oh yeah, cause yeah, you're gonna hate that.
I know. I already know. I am. I already know. What happened here? Oh, brother. Why does it feel like it's been such a long time?
I was going to say that.
It feels like it's been such a long time.
Because we had recorded that Friday instead of that Tuesday.
Oh, right. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
So technically we had two Tuesdays off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Great.
If y'all didn't know, I'm sick. Got me a little cold going through me. It sucks. And I ran out of cough drops.
No way. I couldn't tell.
You don't look sick to me.
I feel sick.
You don't look sick, so how about you don't act sick?
Hold on. Give me a second. What's up, guys? How are you? No, my voice is still, like, pretty, like, gone.
Yeah,
it doesn't work that way. I thought I could do it.
No, it's terrible.
No, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like I just woke up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds like you... Never mind.
Sir?
Huh?
Sir?
What? man. Yeah, so it feels like we haven't done this in a while. I feel so, like, rusty at everything. I don't know. I also haven't been here since then.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Wild.
Yeah.
So how y'all been?
It's been how's life?
No, seriously, it's actually been a minute since we all hung out.
Oh my god, we're hanging out this. I was gonna say Wednesday. This Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. We're actually gonna go to Buford. We're gonna go get Funko.
We're actually gonna step out of our city.
You said you wanted to go to Pendergrass too, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. Shit. That's only because I know you're driving, so that's up to you.
We just gotta pray and hope that Sylvia's working out by then. I mean, so she's a little silly right now, you know. Every now and then. I still haven't called Rodrigo, by the way.
Ain't no way.
So, yeah. You didn't feel it as much. But ask JB, how bad my car has been.
It was bad the other day. It was shaking.
Damn. My steering wheel was shaking.
Damn.
Like, I was on the highway. I had to get off of the highway type of thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not fun. So I've been dealing with car troubles and the sickness. So how about you guys?
I've been chilling. I hate my job, but I've been chilling.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I started school. That's not fun.
It's by not fun.
Yeah.
School's never fun.
I was going to say, by the way, I know. I'm terrible at editing. I don't remember the last post that I've made. It was the last one was the one that Rome saw, and that was like early December. So we've been inactive for a little minute, but
like you're saying, we haven't put up an episode since.
Obviously not. Yeah, I've been slacking. I've been slacking hard.
Cause what? We missed our Christmas episode, right? missed our New Year's episode.
Funny enough, that was the next one that I was trying to put out. But yeah,
bro, we it's January 16th.
It is. I was gonna say that. I was gonna say that. It's January 16th. So you guys won't see this till February.
Bro,
this specific episode.
That is wild.
I'm gonna try to lock in. I can't guarantee anything, but I'm gonna try to lock in.
I know when it gets to locking in, this episode is gonna kill you because of his sniffles.
I know.
I'm trying not to. Whenever I do, I'm gonna back up.
Thank you.
That helps.
Thank you. Yeah.
What?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started school. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
I've only been to like two classes though.
How many classes are you taking?
I'm taking three.
And what are those classes?
English 2, math 11-11, and
oh, make a wish. I bet you wish to not be taking that.
I wish to pass. And I'm taking.
Cause that's college algebra.
Yeah.
Ooh, I remember when I withdrew from that for real.
Dude, I'm not ready. We haven't done anything yet because last week was our first week and we didn't do anything. It's just like syllabus and stuff. Cause first week is always like add drop week.
Got it.
So yeah.
Isn't it like the first week into halfway second week?
No, it's just the first.
Just week. The first week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I took that. At the same college that you're at, but like at the other campus, I literally like my teacher was cool, but it's just like he went like really fast, but he was also like do the homework, and like I didn't do the homework, and I'm naturally like I'm naturally good at algebra, so I thought like I don't need to do it because I still had like all my notes and stuff from like advanced algebra in 11th grade, so I was like, okay, cool.
Buddy, we in college.
I know.
Buddy, we in college. This works so differently.
I know. I had to learn the hard way.
Man, I wish I went back to my freshman year of college, because that my first semester, that was a lot easier.
Same. Honestly, if I can go back to my first semester, I'd be so much happier, because I still had my scholarship.
Because I don't know why. I just, for some reason then, was like a lot easier than now.
It's the motivation.
It is the motivation.
You're lacking your motivation, you know, how hardy college is, and it's not, you know, there's nothing really exciting about it.
Yeah.
Especially having it being in a small campus.
Yeah, I feel like I need like such like a schedule. I need like a high school schedule type thing.
Same.
Because that's the only reason like I would actually do like the homework and stuff like that.
Do what Marina suggested, putting it on a calendar. Like taking the time, writing it down on your computer or your phone, and you put, like, do this by this and all this other stuff, and then set reminders and all that. Or if you learn more by writing it down, get yourself an actual, like, a calendar book, and then do that.
Yeah, but then I'm still not going to want to. I'm still going to ignore it. I'm still going to ignore it. I know me. I'm still going
to
ignore
then
it.
Then have somebody else do it for you. Because then at that point, you know you got to be done. I feel like it's the idea of you doing it yourself, which is what's holding you back.
What do you mean? No, like, I'll do, like, the calendar and stuff, but I'll choose to ignore what I have to do.
Then you do a backup for that. Be like, I know you did not just ignore me.
Gabe, I'm going to ignore that guy.
And then, like, okay, and you just keep on doing it, because, like, you know yourself, until eventually you're going to be like, all right, let me actually do this.
No, I mean, it's not going to work.
You never know until you try it.
Trust me, Gabe, it's not going to work. I know JB way too well. Yeah, he's not gonna want to do anything. You know, I'm gonna force that mug to do something.
You got to.
Yeah. Or else I'm gonna get my ass beat.
By By who?
My parents.
Oh.
Yeah. If I don't come home with a degree, they're going to be like, get a 9-to-5, go work in the warehouse. I'm like, what?
Come work at Sam's Club.
You know he tried. You know he tried.
You know I tried. That's just crazy.
Maybe third time's the charm?
Isn't this my second time?
I thought you applied like twice.
You applied like a total 3 times.
Oh. I only went in for one interview.
No, yeah. Wait. No,
you. And the manager that you interviewed with, she don't even work there no more, so.
I know.
No, you applied twice. That's what it was. It was twice.
That's why I said third time's the charm.
Yeah. The first time, it was completely ignored. The second time, Darion said something about it.
True. I might. Maybe.
Let me know, because I'll talk to my manager. The manager I'm actually cool with, for real.
Dude, if it works out, it works out. And you get a solid job, you know, you get to work with Darion, possibly.
Solid pay. I mean, if you're in my department, solid pay.
Yeah. I mean, you have to deal with a lot of, like, crap, but you know what?
The only thing is, I mean, my job is really fast-paced. And, like, when it's like, slow and, like, when it's a good day, it's a good day. But when it's a bad day, it's a bad day. So if you can handle that, you'll be straight. We just got a new girl. No shade to you, girl, but like she can use the word. Like, and it actually pissed me off. Cause why is she full time? She gets Saturdays and Sundays off for a week.
Damn.
Right. And we didn't even know that was the schedule they could do. Cause you know they have like a block thing that they have to go by. So why she get Saturday and Sunday? When like. I at least get Fridays off every week. But I have a coworker that's been there a year. You know, she just hit a year, like, this month. And she literally has to work every weekend. Like, because her off days are Monday and Thursday. She literally gets no weekends.
I don't know.
Unless, like, she puts in. And she rarely puts in for stuff, like, as it is. Because, like, when I tell you that she be stacking up on her time, like...
She be having days off.
Like... She could take multiple days off if she wanted to, for real. Mm. And then she comes to work every day, so she don't got no points. Like,
on PTO or PPTO?
She got, like, hella... Well, she just used her PTO, because, you know, she her and her boyfriend like to go on vacation, like, once a year. And she had put in to go out of town, like, in June. Because she had went out of town last year in June. But, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, just know... If y'all trying to do something in June, depending on the week, they might not sit there and like, let me take that shit. So, cause like, how it goes is like, I'm like most on night shift at least, I'm like most experienced. Like I've been there the longest out of everybody on night shift. Then it's her. Then it's another one of my coworkers. The one I was telling you that was trying to get on the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, her. So. Yeah.
Okay.
So, so her, and then now we got like our newbies.
Mm.
So it's literally just me, and those two. We're the only ones that's like been there like semi like long. Like me and well, cause, you know, tech, cause you know, like in the system, it says I've been there a year.
Right, but technically,
like, I say two. We're about to be three. Cause I've been dealing with them since 2021.
Real,
I finally sneezed.
You did? You
I just not realize that.
I didn't even realize you sneezed.
I mean, JB saw me.
Yeah.
Well, I told you I wasn't going to, like, say, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you, my boy.
Thank you.
Because I said it to you earlier, and then you got mad, and I was like, well, I'm just not going
to
say it no more.
Yeah, these dudes, like, pissed me off. I was about to sneeze 3 times, literally, total 3 times. And each time, they said, bless you, before I could, and then went away. Made me so mad.
Sucks to suck, man. Sucks to suck. R.I.P., you know? R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P.
No, wait, Gabe. Go ahead. Start it off today.
Why?
You got it. The sick one.
All right. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of The Deep End. I am your host, Gabriel Alvarez, and I'm with my co-hosts,
Darion Riddick
and JB Alvarez.
Alright. Screw you for that, by the way. You know, this he's making me do this, and I'm pretty sure I'm also doing the outro now.
I mean, if you're starting it, then...
Yeah, obviously, right?
You can't start something and not finish it.
Story of my life. Anyway.
Anyways.
Man, I actually, I'm kind of excited for this one. I had, like, some ideas planned out. Was not prepared for one of them, I will say that. But that got me thinking. We were having a conversation earlier. It was, we were just talking about, like, random stuff or whatever.
Right.
We were talking about Total Drama Island, your show.
Yeah, because I had finished the reboot, because the second season of reboot, like, the rest of the episodes came out.
Right. And this one particular thing you said, you mentioned this guy was using this female person to be like, as like, just like to win, pretty much.
To win the game, right. Yeah,
but eventually he actually fell for the person.
Yeah.
So my question to you guys is, how would you react if you're in that situation where you're, in the beginning, you're being used, but you didn't know you were being used?
Like, in like a game setting or like in real life?
No, in real life, real life. Okay. Like, let's say, like, for whatever reason was, like, you're being used. At first, right? That was, like, their intention, just to use you. Mm-hmm. But then, like, they grew to love you.
Right.
In a sense, right? And then they tell you what happened because the truth came out. What would your reaction? Would you still be with the person?
Are you implying, like, into real life?
Into real life, yeah. Would you still be with the person? Or would you just, like, say, like, nah, bro, like, you're gone? Or do you have, like, another option for it?
I feel like...
That's kind of... Tough,
it is kind of tough, but I feel like, dang, and like you, like, you ended up falling in love with me, though.
This is like 3 years down the line.
Damn.
And like, I liked them since day one.
You liked them since day one, but yeah, they've been using you since day one until like maybe, I want to say a year into the relationship. That's when they actually started like really, really feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But like, they didn't say that. They just said like,
a whole year, though?
No, I'd be like, dang, so we were only together for two for real? Like,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, what would you do? But the thing is, though, you've loved this person for 3 years.
Right.
I think I'd break up with them.
You think so?
I think I would. I think that would hurt me. I think that would hurt.
I don't think I'd break up with them. I think I'd need space to think about it, and okay, then I'd make my decision. Cause I feel like that's like a very big, like, that's like 3 years.
That, right.
That's 3 years.
Yeah.
And then, like, you telling me for one of them you were using me?
Damn.
Let's say it was like for like a college. Let's use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You met this person and they were only using you so they can pass their classes.
Right.
And they've been doing that for a year straight. But it wasn't until, like, this one day where that happened. Would you forgive that person? I know you said you would take space, but I want you to rethink. I want to see, like, in this sense.
Repeat what you said?
Like, for college setting. Like, mm-hmm, let's say they needed you specifically to study.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were just using you just so they can pass the classes.
Mm-hmm.
But then they actually, like, fell for you.
I feel like that's not as bad as, like, them using you for, like, something actually, like, fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and I get
like,
you.
Like, I feel like you just using me, like, for school, okay. Like, yeah, I'd be like, damn, you were using me for school, but at the end of the day, it's just like, damn, it's just school, though.
Right.
But if it was something more on the, like, on the concept of, like...
Freeloading?
Like, yeah, like, they made me feel like they genuinely, like, needed me for something. Like, if it was more of an emotional, like, type of thing, but it turns out you were just using me, then I'd be like, what the heck, for real?
Right.
But, like, I feel like if it's just school and, like, you're just trying to pass your classes, I'm okay. And
so if
I feel like I wouldn't, like, be as upset.
Okay, then let me ask you guys this. If it was just school, would you accept them right away or would you need space?
I feel like I probably wouldn't, like, excuse me, I probably wouldn't, I probably would take him right back. I don't.
Well, they're just like right there. It's like, oh, now you good.
I'd be like
I was using you too.
Something like that. But like, if it, like I said, if it was something more like, if you were like really like messing with like my emotional like intelligence or like just anything like that, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna need some space. You probably gotcha. Like end this off or something.
All right, and how do you feel about that?
You have to repeat it again. My bad.
So like, since you're in school right now, right, and you find
the college thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is different. I feel like I agree with what he said with, like, the emotional thing. I feel like with, like, emotions and stuff like that, it's a lot different than like, my knowledge, I guess. It's different. Because, like, I feel like my emotions speak more, you know?
No, and I get you. Like, I'm gonna say, I guess, like, my question is, like, would you then take him back instantly or would you also need space?
If it's for the emotional, or if it's the, like,
college, for college? For study reasons, or for material reasons.
I'd probably take them back, I mean.
But, like, if it was more.
It's college, I feel like, I'll let you copy, hey, you can have my math notes, let me get your history notes, type thing.
Okay, I got you.
But then, yeah. What were we gonna say?
No, that was pretty much, you know.
You were going to say something else.
Oh, yeah, like, I guess, like, if it were, like, more emotional state, you said, like, you would take space. Like,
yeah, like, I'd definitely take space. Yeah, it'd be a lot different.
Okay, I feel you.
What about you? What's your take on it?
Honestly, the same thing. I feel like, for me, I'm more, I get attached pretty quickly, you know. I think, like, I'd be hurt just as equally. I'd probably, like, take some, like, time, like, oh, wow. You know, type of thing. But I feel like I would be like, all right, you know what? It's fine. It's whatever. But like you guys were saying, like with the emotional sense, if it's more of like a, they were just with me just to use me in the sense like where they made me feel actually needed, then like how Darian was saying, then yeah, no, that's like, I'm gonna need space for that, you know?
Right.
Like I can't, you know? Because, mm-hmm. like, those years, man, I was with you. I did whatever I could to help support you. And just for me to find out that you was just there to use me and doing whatever it was, nah, bro.
Right.
But, yeah, that's how.
No, yeah. I mean, that's a good topic. I like that. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys about it when we were over there. But I was like, you know, let me save it.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're saying, like, I'm hanging on to that.
Exactly, yeah. No, but yeah, I wanted to see what y'all thought about that. I do have an Am I the A-hole, but I can save it a little bit later.
All right. Yeah, we can do it a little later. I was going to say something. Go for it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was going to ask, because it was sort of what you were talking about with, like, someone using you.
Okay.
But, like, I wanted to ask y'all, could y'all see yourselves doing it if, like, if y'all were, like, in a competition or something like that?
Oh.
Like, using them?
Like, let's say, like, it was, like, a show like Total Drama Island or, like, Survivor or something where it's, like, you know, where you have to, like, outplay people to, like, make it further in the game to win $1 million.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes in those shows, you know, certain, like, contestants, you know, get together and some of them actually, like, fall in love while some of them are just like, well, I'm just going to use you to get further in the game. So, do y'all see yourselves, like possibly using someone to get further in the game like that? Or do you think, like, you would genuinely, you would genuinely fall in love with somebody and, like, you would still, like, ally with them to the end, but it was like, I'm not using you. I want one of us to win, something like that.
Yeah. Yes. Not using, but in the other sense where I would, like, if I were to even do that, I feel like I would immediately get attached.
Yeah.
That's just the type of person I am.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard for me to, like, separate the two concepts, you know?
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to get to know the person.
Right.
And then from there on, it's gonna be like, wait, but I don't want you to lose.
Right.
You know, like, at least win, you know. If I'll take the heat if I need to, type of thing.
Right.
I'm too kind. Are you just shaking your head no?
I just I want to hear your response before right. I give my response.
Right. I'm curious what yours is going to be. But I kind of agree with Gabe. Like, I like, in the sense where I feel like I wouldn't use people, but like at the same time, it is the game. Like, that is how you win the game. But I feel like at certain points, I even have morals. Like, it's hard to believe JB has JB cares about people. Yeah. I feel like at some point I have morals too.
Nah, man, not this. This bro was like, nah.
Awkward. This is about okay, so crazy. Hear me out. Hear me out before y'all.
JB, just, clip this.
Before y'all think I am a fucked up person, it's $1 million. It's $1 million. But even then, though, I've talked about this before with like my old little like groups and stuff when I used to play those types of games. I was a villain, bro. Like, y'all may not think I was a villain. I used to sit there and like manipulate people and like betray folks. So like, I feel like in a sense like that. I real life is different than online. I get that, but I feel like I'm the type of person where I use anything to my advantage. And if I like start talking to this person, and if I realize that they're starting to feel on me a little bit, I'm gonna be like, dang. Like, it sucks to suck that you actually growing feelings towards me. But like, I'm just trying to win the game. But like, if you're not salty about it, maybe we could try something after the game.
That is wild.
Maybe we could try something after the game. But I'm just, hey man, I'm the type of person I gotta look out for me. And if like being close to you and like acting like we're a couple, if that's gonna further my game, then that's just what I'm gonna do.
That is wild.
JB, clip that.
That is crazy. Clip that.
Bruh. That is insane. But you know what? You know
that,
what?
That
I gotta respect the game.
Okay, look, I guess. I mean,
it's true, though. He does have a point.
You know,
like,
he does.
It is the game. Like, you got yourself into that situation.
Like,
but, like, I mean, at that point, I wouldn't be, like, pretend to, like, be in a relationship with someone. Like, I would probably, like, pretend to be their friend. That's something else. But, like, in a relationship, nah, bruh.
And see, I've pretended to be people's friends. It was this one guy that was, like, low-key flirting with me. I low-key would flirt back. And then when I didn't need him anymore, I literally cut him loose. And he was pissed, don't get me wrong, but I was just like, hey man,
I bet you're the guy to say, hey man, it's just the game.
And I literally did say that. And I would do it because I knew it would piss them off, but I didn't care because I was in control.
Dude. But to be honest, like in those situations, like it is a game, and like you're like 13, so like,
nah man, that's why
I was like 16. I was like 16, yeah.
But like you're in the age range.
Yeah.
You're
like, I was in 10th grade when it started.
Yeah.
Well, so that just reminded me of this one show. You know, it's like it's similar to like The Bachelorette or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the sense it's like you pair two people up and you're gonna see like how it goes, you go on dates and whatever. And towards the end, one of them they both are holding a glass ball. And they're walking closer and closer, and then but money's adding up. And if you truly like the person, if you actually do want to actually try it out or whatever, you don't drop the ball. But if you get as close as you can, you drop the ball, and then that's you get that money instead of that person.
Right.
That just reminded me of what you were just talking about right now, man. That's cruel.
And see, I'm talking more of like Survivor like based games, like something where it's like it's like 20 of y'all.
Yeah, and I get that, right?
You know, and it's like 20 of y'all. You're like with a bunch of complete strangers. Yeah. And like, you know, like you're paired up or whatever. But it's like the further you get into the game, the more connections you make. And it's like once you get to the halfway point, it's just like, dang, I'm like literally so close like to this money. Like, what can I do to make it further to this money? And at that point, like, I'm just a natural strategist. Like when it comes to little stuff like that, like I pick up on little certain things, and so I'll like use little things to my advantage. So I'm the way y'all think, It could get y'all far, but I know the way I think it's gotten me far too.
Like, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Hey, but like.
But hey man, don't hate the player, hate the game.
And I've literally said that. I've literally said that multiple times. Like people, like it's gotten to the point where like people have literally like cussed me out because of how I played them. Like it's literally because I've screwed over so many people back when I used to play those games. But then it got to a point where like I couldn't really do it as much is because people started to pick up on stuff. People started to pick up on how I played, especially when I did other games. And when I play with people that I play with in like the main game, so like when I'm sitting, when I meet new people, I'm as sweet as can be, like you know, just being their friend, you know, we'll sit there and do little calls and stuff like that, you know, talk about the game, this, that, and the third, you know, build their trust, ally with them.
But bro, then, you a snake.
But then when
bro, you a fucking snake, but then
when
dog. You
don't, when I don't need them anymore, like. I just cut them loose.
You
man.
Are a snake, man. Ain't no way.
It's gotten me far a couple times.
Well, it's gonna get you far.
It got me like the first time, like the first game, I got like I made it to the final nine. So I mean, that wasn't like you know the best, but it was like I made it to the halfway point, like a little bit over the halfway point. But then like the next season, I completely took over and I made it to the final three. So it's like.
I get you. Remember not to play Monopoly with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, this is giving me very much trust issues.
Yeah,
like, right? But in real life, like, I'm not gonna sit there and like, I'm not gonna fuck y'all over in real life. Like, but like, if we were like in a game, if we were in a game like this, and like, on the standpoint of if I didn't know y'all. And if like we got to know each other and we sort of made a trio like how we are now, I feel like I would actually be like, okay, y'all are cool. I would take y'all to the end. Like I'm not gonna just sit there and be like, oh, I'm not just gonna sit there and just betray anybody. Like I have to have my reasonings to betray you. Like I have to be like, okay, like if you're a threat to me. Like if you're good at challenges, like if you're a challenge beast, yeah, you gotta go, because why would I take you to the end and like you beat me in the final challenge type shit? Like no, like I would take you as far as possible, but then like right before I would like yeah, you gotta go.
It's like, giving me like you know Mr. Glass type of vibes. You know, have you seen that the movie with Split and Mr. Glass? So apparently, like in it, for some reason, it all just came into this like one universe and this one movie,
mm-hmm.
where this guy, he's in a wheelchair because if he moves, he'll like break into glass.
Wow.
Not into glass, but like his bones are so brittle that it's like breaking glass. Right. You know? But it's to the point too that he's extremely smart, very smart, enough to use the schizophrenic dude from Split against other people.
Wow.
So it's like that's what I'm getting right there. You know, it's like if I know I'm a lose type of thing, I'm going to make sure to get you out first before yeah. I, you know.
And like I'm the type of person, I've always done that. Like I will have my allies that I will take to the end.
Yeah.
But then like I'm not just going to have like I'm going to have my main set of allies, but I'm going to sit there and make allies with other people.
Gotcha.
And then, like, when it gets to the time to vote somebody up, and they're like, okay, who do we vote? I'm like, okay, this is who we're going to vote, da-da-da-da, but we're really voting this said person off. And they think we're voting somebody else off, because I told them we're voting for this person, but in reality, we're all, like, voting them off.
So you just gave me trust issues.
he gave me that.
Don't hit the player, hit the game.
All right.
Wild.
All right.
Wild.
But you know what? In my later days, it didn't work as effectively because y'all think I was bad. There's people just about as bad as me. There's people that I would even say there's worse than me.
Oh, I know there are.
I believe it.
Like in the beginning, like yeah, people thought I was about as bad as could be. But then it's like when you actually met like I'm gonna just say a couple people's names because they don't watch this shit. I don't even talk to them no more.
Watch him come across it like a few days later.
But it was this one person named Carmen. She was trans, but like she was cool. She was funny, But, like, she was also a fucking bitch. Like, she literally, like, y'all thought I was bad. Like, but she was, like, and like, you could say I was more fake, like, with it. She was, like, straight up. Like, she was, like, this sarcastic ass, like, individual. But she was funny. So, like, her social game was on point. And then she was not, like, she was a pretty good strategist, too. But, like, me and her have, like, been like, oh, we need to ally together, da-da-da. But, like, we both knew that, like, we couldn't trust each other. So it was just, like, who would backstab each other first.
Now and, I understand why you say you call yourself Heather. Because that's more Alejandro.
Yeah.
Sorry, Total Drama Island. Yeah. There you go. If you know, you know.
Like, because it was a Total Drama role play. And, like, I, because the first season I played Gwen because Heather was taken. But, like, how I played, they was like, nah, you need to be Heather. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So then I was Heather, and then yeah, they just always categorized me as Heather because I played like Heather.
That is wild, bro. Honestly, that is wow.
Yeah.
Gosh darn.
Takes me back. But anyways, so that's all I had to say because I was thinking about what you said.
Yeah.
Darren's a snake.
Only when $1 million is on the line, or just any game where I just like to win. So,
like, don't play Monopoly with him.
Not even that. Don't play Uno with me. Because I do the same thing at Uno, for real.
Like, Uno?
Like, I'll sit there and be like, okay, let's gang up on this person. Look, we'll sit there and gang up on somebody for real. Bro, but then, like, when I'm down to my last final cards, like, I'll sit there and get quiet. And then I'll just, like, silently win. And then next you know I won.
See, here's the thing. When we play Uno, when I say we, I mean me and JB and I guess like our family,
mm-hmm.
we never try to ally because we know how the other person is.
Yeah.
So we, like, it's a free-for-all type of thing.
I would love.
Like maybe we'll, like, give each other a look like, hey, bro, you got it? I'm gonna put down plus, you got a plus.
I would love to do, like, if I had the money for this, for real. But I would love to do, like, a Total Drama in real life type of thing. Like, I mean, obviously, because, you know, it's a cartoon. But, like, if we could just, like, get a group of people and just do, like, challenges and shit, put them in teams, and then just, like, do eliminations and shit and see what happens. That shit would be fun. That shit would be cool.
I get you, yeah. Sir?
What? What?
The pen.
my bad.
No, it's okay. I was gonna say something so long ago, but I forgot what it was.
Dang, Tink, my bad.
Oh. What would be y'all's dream collab?
Collab on the podcast, like, or
anything?
Probably Cardi B.
I was like, yeah, it probably is for you.
I just need one song.
I don't think I got a dream collab person.
No.
Not even like Sam and Kobe or nothing?
I mean, like, actually, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I'll use that for now because I can't really think of anybody else.
You would want to collab with Rome, wouldn't you?
Actually.
Oh, shit, let me not say that. Let me not say
No, no, like, you're not going to tell him what he said?
I don't know, should we talk about that on the podcast?
I mean, no, but, like, no.
I was going to say, if you do, cut it out. Like, actually cut it out.
Cut it out.
We can make it quick and sweet so we can, like, save time on it, too. And we'll and talk about it afterwards.
I was about to say, yeah, cause if it's something, like, we really need to talk about, I would say, yeah, we can talk about it after.
I mean, it's not, like, something big, but it's just that, like, so yesterday on the stream, he wants to make, like, his own podcast type stuff, and they were, because, like, we always tell him, like, oh, you should go on this podcast, you should go on this podcast, because, like, you know, like, the Peyton, the Cam and Peyton one, the one that you sent us?
Yeah.
Not too long ago?
Yeah.
He knows both of them.
Wow.
So he really wants to go onto that podcast.
Right.
Well, he mainly knows Cam, the white guy. But,
right.
Oh, yeah, he's done that.
The mixed dude is funny as fuck.
He's so funny.
He
pisses me off.
He's so fucking funny, though.
But he is funny.
Yeah. But Because on one of their podcasts, he, like, mentioned them, which is pretty funny. But, what was I going to say? So, yeah, we tell him, like, oh, yeah, you should go on this podcast. You should go on this podcast, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they know that me and Gabe are, like, the podcast guys.
Right, right.
And they're like, you should ask Chunks to get on his podcast, blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, my God. And I know, now I'm going to call this motherfucker out. I don't know if I'm going to edit this out or not. Y'all can be the judge of that. But fucking Nat, bro, I know it was you. She's the one that started this shit. The one that was like, oh, why hasn't, I wonder why Chunks hasn't invited you to his podcast. I'm like, motherfucker, I knew it was going to happen one day. I knew it was going to happen. But the reason I haven't even, like, approached them is because I'm not that I'm insecure. It's just that I'm, like, scared because he's such, like,
He's so much bigger than us.
Right. Yeah, you're intimidated almost.
I guess. I just, like, I feel like he's going to expect so much when it's not that.
It's not that deep, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Quite ironic.
Yeah.
Right. Funny enough. Compared to, like, Cam and Peyton, like, they have more of, like, a setup and all that.
Yeah, they have, like, a studio, right, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right. I feel you.
And I've been wanting to do it since day one, to be honest. I've been wanting to ask them since day one. Because, I mean, it's cool. Like, why wouldn't you want him?
And, like, that would, like, be so much. Like, that would be huge for us.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
And then it's just, like, and then that's also why I'm always scared to, like, promote it on the Discord and stuff like that. It's because, like, I don't want to be annoying with it. I don't want to be that guy, like, oh, yeah, here's my podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fought that.
But, yeah. So, shit, I guess, Rome, if you want to come on, please, but...
Like, don't...
Don't expect nothing crazy. Literally, if you could see the small-ass room that we're in.
Right. We're just, honestly, three best friends who just talk about the silliest crap.
Just yap.
Honestly.
But, yeah.
Okay. We'll talk more about that, like, after, you know, we'll actually get into it, the details. But... So, I also saw this and it gave me an idea. And I feel like we've done this before. But, like, y'all want to do some trivia?
Trivia?
What type of trivia?
Oh, man.
It's general trivia.
And it's, oh, my God. That was actually kind of fun last time.
I'm going to be the host, so I'm not playing this round.
Okay.
So, it's between y'all two.
Oh, brother.
The fact that we've
done this exact same thing.
But here's the thing, though. Y'all each have three lives.
What's that rock called again?
Huh? The rock?
The rock? The one that we couldn't figure it out?
Igneous.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's right. We did talk about that.
It was igneous, sedimentary. What was that?
Metamorphosis?
Metamorphosis. Right? Metamorphic.
Yeah.
Oh, great start.
Lord. Okay. So, like,
one life gone already.
So y'all have three lives, right?
Right.
If you guys get one wrong, you lose a life.
Okay.
But if there's a hard one, I'll let you guys know, like, all right, you guys can get your life back on this one. Then if you guys get it right, you get your life back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
there's, like, no, like, limit. It's just first to
is
die.
It, like, is it... Is
pretty
it,
much.
Is it easy questions?
Well, I mean, they're just general. These are, like, more, like fun facts type of things. Something oh, like you guys.
Okay.
Like, nothing too specific, you know? It isn't, like, science-based. It isn't math-based or anything like that. So, anything that you guys probably... You all have, like, an equal advantage.
Got it.
All right.
Sure.
We're going to start off easy, all right?
Okay. Like, how do we answer? Do we, like, raise our hand? Do we just blurt it out? Or are we doing a winner? Or are we just doing it for fun?
You guys can decide it among each other.
I want to do it for fun.
We'll do it for fun.
I didn't even get the answer.
No, because I know what your answer is going to be. We'll do it for fun. It's for fun only.
I never want to go against him.
What's wrong with going against
him? We just described what happened.
Competitive. You're too competitive.
You act like I'm gonna like literally like backstab you.
Yes.
How can I backstab
you? You'll find a way.
You're right, I will.
You're gonna be like, it's actually this, and I'm gonna believe you. And then you're gonna be like, gotcha! You lost a life, loser. And I'm be crying in the corner.
I probably would do some shit like that for real.
Okay. I know.
Okay.
So you guys raise your hands here pretty much. All right.
Okay.
So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read the question. I'm gonna wait. We wait about like 5 seconds. Then you guys raise your hand, so I can actually look at both of you.
Okay, well, count down with your hands, and then when whoever raises their hand first, say their name, so the audio listeners.
Got it?
Got it.
All right, this is going to be an easy one.
All right.
Okay.
All right, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, brother. Okay.
There, I raised it first.
Leonardo da Vinci.
All right, Darren got that one.
Because I literally was about to say DiCaprio. I was literally about to say DiCaprio.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot his first name. I was going to say Robert Da Vinci.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm so happy you did not say
it. I was just going to say Da Vinci. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, Robert is definitely not his first name.
All right. But wait until my hand, like, I do the countdown
before you raise your hand. Before you raise your
hand. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me do the countdown, then not raise your hand.
Oh, right. I thought, like, our hand, and, like, after the 5 seconds, that would give you time to see who, like, put their hand up first.
No. Like, I'll count it down.
So we can't do it until you do the countdown.
Essentially.
Okay.
All right. Number two. What is the chemical symbol
I lose a life?
No. You didn't get anything wrong.
Oh, okay. So it's just till you get it wrong. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'll do it up to 20 questions.
Cool. All
right. What is the chemical symbol for gold?
This is so lame. I'm going to put my hand up already.
I saw Darren go first.
AU.
All right. Darren got it right.
It's actually capital A, lowercase u.
I mean, if you want to be technical about it, then he got it right too.
Stop. That's just good. Good job.
All right.
Don't let that be a question out here. It's over with for you. Look.
All right. Number three. Which direction does the sun rise? JB. East? Say it again.
East?
You got that right.
Rises in the east. Rest is something like that.
Yeah, you got that right. East is
I'm great. Glad I didn't put my hand up because I would have lost a life.
Were you going to say north?
I was going to say like west or something.
I was low-key going to say north when I first thought of it. I'm like, north.
Okay. Number four. Name the largest ocean mammal. Four.
Name that?
Oh. Three, two, one. I saw Darren raise his first.
A whale? Or is it like a specific
whale? You got to be specific.
A humpback whale.
Darren loses his life.
Down.
Good. You can take this, JB, if you really wanted to. It's not the lip quiver.
Like, that's literally the only whale I know for real. Like, wait.
I don't want to say this name. I don't want to say this name. Is it that name or is it not that name?
I think I kind of have a feeling.
I don't think it's the one. I don't think it's the answer.
Just say the answer. Just say what you think it is.
Sperm whale?
That is incorrect. You guys both are down to two lives.
What's the answer?
Blue whale.
Man.
Because I was thinking. I thought you was going to say killer whale for real.
No.
Like
the humpback, it's a blue whale.
And the only reason I know... The only reason I know the humpback whale is from Go Diego Go.
Right. Mm-hmm. I remember that too.
Same.
All right. Number five. In which country would you find the Great Wall?
Oh, my bad. my bad.
Five, four, three, two, one. That was at the same time.
Rock, paper, scissors for it?
Go for it.
Damn!
All right, JB got this one. Go for it.
China.
You, sir, are correct.
Imagine I said Japan.
Oh my gosh. All right, number six. What colors mix to make green. 5, 4, 3, 2
Oh, I know.
1 At the same time again.
What the I'll go paper. You go.
Okay.
All right. Go, Darion.
Is it, you said what color make green?
Yeah, what colors make you have to mix together to make green?
Is it blue and yellow?
Got that right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm so sorry I did that. I'm so sorry I did that. My bad.
This is 7, right?
Sure. I'm not even keeping track of points since we're not doing points.
We'll say this is 6.
Clue. Okay.
All right. This one can earn you a life.
Okay. Oh, it's a hard one?
To me, it is.
Okay. So it's hard.
So we'll see what happens.
What should be like the easiest
one? Imagine. All right. So question 6. How many meters are in a kilometer? 5, 4, 3
Can we pass it?
2
We can pass it, right?
1
Nobody raised their hand.
JB raised your hand.
Right. Meters in a kilometer.
How many meters are in a kilometer? And this is for a life.
Can I lose a life?
You can.
Fuck. Oh, man. It's like...
I think I know. If I get it wrong, I don't know.
Obviously.
A kilometer.
Can I give you an answer, but like, can this like not like
yeah. Right, I'll do it your turn.
No, I'm saying like when he's done, can I like give an answer, but it's not actually an answer. Like no. I'm passing on it.
No.
But like when we go on to another question, can I be like, oh, was that this answer?
Tell us the answer.
I tell you the answer at the end.
But like I don't want to guess and like I get it wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, that's how this game works.
No, it's not. I'm supposed to get it all right.
All right.
1.19.
Come on now. Be for real.
1.19 meter?
No, it was a prank.
Well, JB, you lost
3. 3
meters. Final answer?
5.
Oh, no.
7. I'm locking in 7. I'm locking in 7.
7 meters.
Fuck, I feel like it's 9. 7.
7 meters. Is that 9. Your final?
7.
Final answer.
Final answer, 7.
All right. You lost a life.
I knew it was 9.
Go ahead.
Pass.
No.
Pass.
If you pass, you lose a life.
20.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You lost your life. It's actually 1,000.
Oh, okay. Man, Burke.
You really said 9? 1.19. Because
I thought it was like that.
No.
All right.
So you see why I chose that one to be a life thing.
Right. But now we only got 1 life each, so.
Yeah.
But so it looks like the game is going to be over soon.
All right, 7. This is to get a life. Because I'm going to be nice.
Bruh.
Oh, God.
You said no math. That was a math
question. Wait, to be nice, so does that mean it's easy, but you're just being generous? Or is it still hard and you think
we're going to lose? No, it should be easy. It should be easy.
Okay.
All right.
Should be.
This is question 7. What is the world's highest mountain peak? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 JB's hand went up first.
Everest.
You, sir, have gotten a life. All right. For you listeners, JB has 2 lives. Duran has currently 1 life.
Dude, I was between that or Fuji. Fiji.
Fuji? Yeah. All right. 8. What type of alcohol is traditionally used in a margarita? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 Darion?
You would think I would know. I don't know. Is it vodka?
No, sir.
Oh, damn. Oh, well.
Oh, you're out.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Darn.
It's tequila. Tequila.
It's tequila.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Do you want to continue it?
No.
No? Okay.
We can continue for fun, but... All
right.
I hate this game.
If you want, Darren, you can help him out. And if he gets a...
See, he's not going to want to help
me. Here's the thing. I'm creating this rule as we speak right now. If for the next life one, he can choose whether to keep that life for himself or give one life back to you.
He's going to keep it for himself because I would keep it for myself.
I'm just saying. All right.
We talked about you being having morals and stuff earlier. So if you want to use them right now.
Right. A million bucks is $1 million.
It is. All right.
Number 9. What do paleontologists study?
Okay.
5.
Okay, okay,
four.
Okay. I can help him.
Yeah, I know it.
Okay.
But, like, dinosaurs or is it fossils? Do I have to be specific? I'm going to say dinosaurs. If you say fossils, I'm going to beat your ass. Fossils, by the way. All
right. You're right. Fossils. Number 10.
So stupid.
A pickle is made from which fruit or vegetables? 5.
Pickle?
4.
It's a cucumber.
3, 2, 1.
It's a cucumber.
Do you want to give your life to me?
That was for a life?
That was not. But if you want to, you can. I'll allow it.
Let's keep going, Steve.
All right. It is, in fact, a cucumber.
I'm going to give you a life, so just so you're not just sitting there. I'm going to give you a life.
See, I'm glad you have morals, because I wouldn't have done that for you.
I know.
Number 11. What gives plants their color? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I forgot the name of it, bro.
Is it not photosynthesis?
No, that's how they get food.
Chlorophyll.
That's what it is.
That is what it is.
Thanks.
I was
going to say.
So, all right.
I was going to say
a different. Just for that, JB, you lose a life. Darren, you get a life.
I was going to say a different CH word.
Chlorine.
No.
Clorox?
He said chromosome.
That is wild.
I'm like, all right. It's not mitochondria.
That's right. The powerhouse of the cell.
It's the powerhouse of the cell.
Question 12. How many primary colors are there? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. JB?
3.
You, sir, are correct.
Because I was not going to say 5. All
right.
It's red and white.
Red, yellow, blue.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
All right. Number 13.
Dang.
This is for a life.
Ooh. Oh. Damn.
You
can go first.
What is a human's largest organ? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. JB?
The skin.
You, sir, are correct. You now have 2 lives. Darren currently has 1.
Skin is an organ?
It is. Were you not paying attention in AP Bio?
In no way.
No, I literally was failing all year until the end when I begged my teacher to pass me. And she literally passed me at the end for no reason. Because she liked me for real.
I was listening, Miss Makemson, a little bit. But I was mainly looking at your eye.
And I knew you was going to say some shit about her eye.
JB, cut that out. She lost it to cancer, bro. That's so fucked up. I think she did, at least. I think she did.
Is she still alive?
Hopefully.
Number 14. How many continents are there?
Continents? Oh, continents.
Continents.
Continents. Is this for a life?
Yes.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Darion?
7.
You, sir, have 2 lives now. It's tied 2-2. Oh, God.
I like.
All right. Look, there.
Psych.
All right.
You thought I was about to catch it. No.
Number 15. In an alphabetical list of the United States, which comes last? 5.
You said which comes last?
Which state is last? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who's it? Darion?
Vermont?
No, sir.
What?
Alphabetically.
Oh.
Oh, what comes last?
Yeah. I'll give you a retry because I don't think you heard that part.
I was say, oh.
Alphabetically, which one comes last?
There's no state that starts with Z.
All right. There's you guys no have 5 seconds to
there's
answer.
No start, there's no state that starts with Y.
All right, JB.
Wisconsin?
I dead ass forgot about Wisconsin.
Actually, that is really close.
Oh, dude, man.
Bro, but no.
What other one?
Oh. No.
I will say this. I won't say anything, actually. Hold on. Because you got to think about it alphabetically.
Because you said Wisconsin. I did.
How many are there?
Because there's Wisconsin, there's...
There is another W one.
I know. That one should go last.
No.
Unless there's a third W.
No, there is a third W. Actually.
Bruh.
No, bruh. There is.
Wyoming.
Wyoming. That's what it... Man, bro. That state, bruh. It's Washington. That one, the other one I was thinking about.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I was like, what other one are you talking about? Washington, yeah.
And I'm like, that's the only one that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, man, good bro. Try. No wonder, bro. That was a good try. Wyoming. Nobody cares about Wyoming.
Number.
For all my Wyoming listeners, get out.
Number. Go live in another state.
Leave Wyoming immediately.
Number 16.
In which, Oregon.
In which language does konnichiwa mean hello? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If I get this wrong, I'm not racist. I promise.
Darion?
I'm gonna go
is
after
it not him. Japan?
It is Japan.
Okay. Oh,
damn.
Because I was like, is it Japan or China?
I know, right?
China is Nihao.
Right. Nihao Kailan! See,
and I thought about that. Because
I thought about that show for real.
But I thought it was something else. I thought it was something else.
Were you getting confused like with good morning?
What's good morning?
Ohio?
No.
Okay.
No, I knew China was Nihao.
Oh, okay.
But I thought they had like a different word. And I didn't know Japan.
Gotcha.
No, konnichiwa.
Yes, sir.
Konnichiwa. I thought it was the S one. Oh, no, that's a goodbye.
Sayonara. Yeah.
Sayonara.
All right. Number 17.
Sayonara.
Which letter in the Walt Disney logo is lowercase? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Darion.
Is it the W?
No, sir.
Is it not? It's not the W?
No. Remember the Walt Disney logo.
I.
It's the I.
Disney. Like Disney.
Because what was I thinking of?
Oh, no.
Not you learning about philosophy.
ignore that. The I is not capitalized.
I dead ass did not know.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't know that the other. I thought all of it was like lowercase.
Same, bro. Same.
I mean, you can make a claim for the S and the Y, but
yeah.
I guess not.
I guess. All right.
Is that W supposed to be uppercase?
It is.
I guess so.
It looked lowercase.
Excuse me.
All right. Doesn't it look nice, though? Doesn't it look nice?
It does look nice.
That's what I'm building for Reaper.
Oh, nice.
I was going to say her real name. But I'm like, why should I?
Yeah, no. All right. Number 18. How many Canadian provinces are there? This is for a life. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You answer first. I'm down to one life, so.
How many do I have?
I think like two.
Two.
Man. I'm going to say a solid. No way, bro. There's no way there's that many. Definitely not 50.
Why would it be 50?
I don't know, man. It's like states, kind of. Man, bro, it's either like that one or that. I'm feeling really good on this one, but it feels like too many.
You got 5 seconds. 5.
13.
Final answer?
No. Yeah.
All right. No.
Yeah, I didn't have that. I think so.
Darion?
7.
You're close. You guys were both off by 3.
It's 10?
10.
Wow.
Interesting. Wow. Man, I'm surprised I did math like that. All right. Darion's out. Do you want to continue it or you want to call it?
Let's do one more with the both of us.
All right, one more with the both of you.
Give us a hard one. Give us a hard one.
Okay.
Give us a real thinker. A real thinker. Like one that's hard, but like not like crazy hard.
No. You told me a hard one.
One that we're gonna get, like, but one that's like, you know, like, oh, it's, you really think it's this, but it's really gonna be this.
Hold on.
Man, he's gonna give us the hardest one. He's gonna give us the hardest one, I know it. Bless you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Are you giving us. Now that I said bless you, are you gonna give us a nice one?
I'll think about it. Alright. Last one.
Okay.
Alright. Make sure you guys are listening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Machu Picchu belong to which Southern American civilization? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. JB?
Aztecs?
No, sir. That was in Mexico.
Wait, what do you mean?
Machu Picchu.
And? Where's that?
Not in Mexico.
That's in the Amazon, right?
I believe that's like in Guatemala.
Isn't Machu Picchu's in Guatemala?
I think.
No way.
Or, because there are three civilizations. The Mayans, the Aztecs, and then this last one.
The Cortez.
No.
I don't know that.
It started with the P?
No.
Oh. Good, because I was going to say like the Payans.
I don't think it's in the Guatemalan, but
well, what to start with?
Starts with an I.
The igloos.
The Isaacs.
It was like the Incas.
It was the Incas.
Hey, that didn't count, bro. I already died. I was helping you out.
The Incas are in Peru.
Look, you threw it up. I dunked it. It was like it was tag team, you know? Like you you know?
Right.
All right.
The Mayans were in Guatemala. I got it confused.
Where's Machu Picchu?
It's in Peru.
Oh. Hey, did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, whoops. Ignore that. Stop looking at it.
All right, so that's the end of that one.
Oh, man. What a...
What'd you guys think of trivia?
What a stunner.
It was fun, right?
Sure.
Sure.
You didn't like it, did you?
It was okay, Gabe. I mean...
No, I'm saying like on the quiz end of the stick.
Oh. That's okay.
It's okay.
Because I'm going to quiz y'all next time about some stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Man. I'm going to quiz y'all about shows and stuff. But, like, I won't be playing, so you'll have an advantage this time.
That's fair. That's fair.
He's going to have the advantage.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to forget.
You talk more to him about it.
Yeah, but I will be on your same playing level because when I get asked questions, I can't think on the spot.
2 + 2.
Huh?
All right.
4.
Fish.
What? It's...
Okay. Why did you look at your eyes so funny?
Because I realized what you said. I used to hate when people did that.
All right. Do you guys have any other topics?
I said, do you want to go ahead and roll out your...
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
All right, this one is a...
This whole episode led by Gabe, pretty much.
I know.
Right.
I hope y'all enjoy my sick voice.
I'm sick of it.
Because I sure don't.
I'm sick of it.
I can't
hear. Where's my gun?
You heard me?
You can't hear?
That's why I can't hear.
Can you, like, tug on it?
All right, hold on. So this one is a doozy. I'm going to be honest. I saw this one actually. I already know this one because I saw it on TikTok. And my gosh.
I'm curious.
Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So for for those of you who are new, usually I would read this along with you guys. But as I mentioned, I've already seen it. So I'm going to read out the title and we're going to guess. If they're the a-hole or not. Or we're going to see our opinion if they're the a-hole or not. I should say.
Right.
All right. Am I the a-hole for thinking my friend who is usually the designated driver would be the designated driver?
Huh? Are they the a-hole?
For assuming that their friend who's usually the designated driver will be the designated driver. In this current situation,
I'm gonna say yes. Because you should never assume stuff, especially without clarification.
I'm gonna say no, just because I always assume that you're the designated driver.
Right. And I would tell you, be like, "Hey, man, I'm not driving tonight," or something like that. So
I'm gonna say I'm gonna be on the other side. I'm gonna say no.
All right. I already know what this is, so I'm not even going to answer.
Right.
So, all right. What happened last night is rocking my friendship group, so I need to know if I'm in the wrong for this. My friend group consists of 3 girls. Myself, 22 female. Liz, 23 female. And Leah, 22 female. Those are fake names, by the way. We've been really close since freshman year of college, and we've always had the same dynamic when going out. Liz and I get hammered, and Leah is a designated driver, because she doesn't do drugs or drink. It's literally been like this since we were 18. Leah's birthday was recently, and we were all really busy to do anything special. Last minute, all three of us got invited to a kickback at Leah's boyfriend's friend's house, who was hosting it. And it worked out that they could all go. The friend told us to be there by 6, but Liz and I wanted to go around 8 because we didn't want to go to the party early. I should have realized what was going on because Leah's boyfriend kept texting her to drive over early, and he would pay for an Uber to come get Liz and I later. I told Leah to just wait for us and wait for us to get ready. Leah drove, and we arrived around 9 because we wanted to pick up some alcohol. I was so surprised and kind of embarrassed to find out that the kickback was a surprise party for Leah organized by her boyfriend. I felt kind of bad because apparently the boyfriend was trying to get in contact with us to tell us about the party. But Liz and I had blocked his number prior to this whole thing because he had dropped us as friends earlier this year. The party was really nice, though. We kind of just left Leah with her boyfriend because he doesn't like us very much. I feel like he should have tried harder to contact us so we could at least got her there on time and brought a present like everybody else. It's around 11 p.m. when Liz and I want to go because it's getting boring, and like usual, we are pretty wasted. So we go to find Leah. She's all over her man, but we say excuse us and tell her we want to leave. She says, this is in all caps, by the way, she says, I'll see you guys later. Thanks for coming. So that is said all caps with 3 question marks. Carries on. Like, did you not bring us here? I tell her that she's literally our designated driver and she could drive us home and come back. She starts apologizing and starts saying she'll do it, but her boyfriend gets mad at us. He tells us to order an Uber, but we really don't trust Ubers when we get drunk. I did feel bad because it was her birthday, but like, we were 30 minutes from my place though. Her boyfriend ends up driving us back and cussing us out the whole drive, and he got really hurtful, saying we were bad friends and taking advantage of Leah. Longest 30 minutes of my damn life. We thank him and he ignores us. Anyway, Liz and I end up going out again later that night to a local bar with this guy Liz is seeing, and she posted an Instagram story of us there like an idiot. Leah is not replying to us, but we are literally mad at her because she didn't hold up her role when we go out. Am I the a-hole? There is an edit here, but I want to hear what you guys say first.
No, yeah, I think she's the a-hole.
Definitely.
Okay. Why? Is the only thing I could think of. Like, why would you want to make you claim to her to be your best friend to leave her party?
Yeah.
Right.
Literally. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know, like, if it's a regular kickback or whatever, you know, like, and you guys usually go out, for instance, let's say, as an example, let's say JB was our designated driver, mm-hmm. right? And I was drinking, you were drinking. And this one night, we didn't realize we didn't do anything for his birthday, right? But we get invited. Like, we're in that same situation. And we want to go. I personally would leave you to have fun at your own party and be like, hey, man, we're going to take off. Thank you. We're sorry for holding you up, man. We didn't realize, you know, just bygones would be bygones. And we'll get like an Uber or something out.
Right.
And I get where she's coming from with the Uber thing. You know, like, some people don't really trust that. Right.
Right.
But like, at the same time, no, you could probably call up another friend. Right. You could find some way else to get out of there.
Right.
That rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, when it comes to certain things like that, and I get it, you know, designation, roles are roles because you're used to it, but that doesn't solidify it all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta change it up.
Yeah. You
know? Like.
Oh, man. No, when I heard this, dude, I cannot express how, oh my gosh, when I heard this, I was so, so pissed off.
I think I was gonna say something like, damn, I can't remember. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's her party. I feel like you should really just, like, let her be. And even if, like, you got bored and stuff, like, whatever. Like, just, like, leave. Just.
Right, yeah.
Just say goodbye, just leave. Yeah. Call your daddy or something. Go pick you up.
Yeah. Whatever. I think the thing that pissed me off the most is that you leave your best friend's party at 11 because it was boring just to go out to another party.
Yeah.
That same night.
True.
Right.
You know, like, that to me, like, will feel, like, messed up, right? Like, come on now.
And then you have the audacity to be mad at her.
Exactly.
For not keeping her role.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. That's wild.
That just pisses me off. Okay. So, there is an edit.
Okay.
So, this says, please stop praising Leah's boyfriend. One surprise party doesn't reverse the hell he's caused her. He's not a good person, and we've been trying to break them up for so long. This is why we, in parentheses, Liz and I, avoid him the best we can.
Well, I don't know the trauma behind that, so I'm going to just keep my business to myself.
Right, yeah. Like,
right.
I feel like just butt out.
Especially because, like, they didn't really say, like, what he do. Like, they just said he's not a good person.
Right.
Like, maybe not a good person to you, but you're also not a good person for blaming your best friend.
Exactly. Right. And I feel like that's more of, like, a bias situation. Like,
yeah.
Apparently, he's been putting through her... her to hell, but in actuality, probably isn't. It's just probably in their eyes.
Yeah.
You know? But at the end of the day, we only got the information that we got. Yeah.
Because I've heard, like, a lot of things from, like, people say, like, how people always go to, like, their best friends when, like, something's wrong. So maybe that's all they hear. It's, like, the stuff that's wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't hear the highlights and the stuff like that. Maybe they only hear the lowlights.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And also, I want to say, like, kudos to the freaking boyfriend, you know. Like, he cussed them out. Like, he put them in their place type of thing.
As you what? Should.
I'm not going to lie. I probably would have done the same thing.
That's crazy.
I'm not quick to anger, but, like, stuff like this, nah.
Yeah, it's just annoying. Like, why bother?
It really is, man, and it's just, like, I don't know, man.
Nah, I mean, if I was a boyfriend, I would just kick them out, to be honest, and then they would have to find their own way out.
Right, yeah.
Like, sucks to suck, but, you know what, you're kind of ruined the party, so dip.
Yeah, exactly.
Get.
Oh, man. What are your thoughts on Darion?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like don't sit there and, like, get mad at her when y'all sat there and, like, did that. And, like, y'all claim the boyfriend isn't a good person, isn't good to her. But, like you said, they're not, like, good friends to her either because y'all sat there and wanted her to leave her own party to take y'all home. And I get it. You know, y'all are 30 minutes away from your house. You know, y'all didn't drive. I get that, you know.
And that's the thing. That's an hour drive round trip.
Right.
You know, that's without traffic.
Right.
You know, but go on.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I get it. You know, yeah, you didn't bring your car. You're 30 minutes out. You're drunk. You know, you don't feel comfortable getting in an Uber. But like you said, you could try to call somebody else up and be like, hey, I'm drunk. Could you pick me up? I got gas money for you, da-da-da.
Right, yeah, something like that. At least, like you know, you could have found a way type of thing.
Right.
What was the part that pissed you guys off the most?
Really, it was the part where, like, they went up to the best friend and was like, they wanted to go and this, that, and the third. And, you know, she was with her man at her party trying to enjoy this, that, and the third. And you ready to go because y'all are bored and all that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, mainly the part when they were saying, like, yeah, they're bored and stuff. Like, they want to leave. Like, yeah, that's just, like...
It's giving Mean Girls.
It is.
It is.
That's, like, literally what I got out of that.
It's giving, like, this party isn't good enough.
Another thing that, like, annoyed me, too, was the fact that she, she was they were blaming the boyfriend, or the OP was blaming the boyfriend for not trying to contact her harder, or, like, more efficiently to contact her, even though she and her friend have him blocked for whatever reason. You know, like, the dude tried.
Yeah.
Right? And if you think about it, like, he... they say like they blocked him because they dropped them as friends. I wonder why. I don't know, man. It just, it makes me mad. It really does. There's this comment that this, I want to read out. And this is pretty much like summarizing what we all said. It says, you're the a-hole and entitled as heck. It would take too long to enumerate how you are. I am sure other people will have the patience to do so. I'll just give you the highlights. The birthday girl, guest of honor, is not your chauffeur. You can manage to get your drunk ASS home on your own. Asking someone to leave their party to ferry you around is unbelievably arrogant, entitled, and rude. You chose to block her boyfriend's over some petty spat. He tried to reach out to you, and no, it's not his responsibility to try harder. You're not that important to him. I think OP commented saying, Leah is not replying to us, or I think it was like commenting under this. Leah is not replying to us, but we are literally mad at her because she didn't hold up a role when we go out. So this user put under it, I hope this young woman finally tells you to get lost and gets better. Consider it friends instead of a user like you.
Real.
Damn.
Like,
ate her up for real.
Deserve, though.
Right.
That's wild, though.
Because you don't do that for real.
The fact that, though, I think another thing that annoys me, and as I'm, like, looking through the comments, is the fact that I get it, you know, if it's a kickback, you know, I get you want to be, like, a little bit late, in a sense. Because in the Hispanic culture, and I just actually found this out, apparently it's rude to get to a party on time, as listed, because usually the people setting up the party are still running a little bit late. Type of thing. So it's more of like a courtesy thing to arrive a little bit later than it would be early.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like in the sense of me being Hispanic, I understand that. Right? But I feel like you would put two and two together. You know, it's your friend's birthday. You guys couldn't do anything. And you get a message from her boyfriend's friend saying like, hey, we're throwing a party.
Right.
You three are invited. Come on. Right? And, like they said, like, the boyfriend was saying, like, look, just come over here and we'll get an Uber for those two and they'll arrive a little bit later. Right? And that's totally understandable. But having to make your friend wait like that, though, I don't know, man. I could continue going off about it. I really can. It's just, it's so annoying.
Damn, he felt that.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I've never, because we've done this for a little bit now, you know, like doing the Am I the A-holes, but I don't think we've actually found one that is like as bad as this in a sense, you know?
Right.
It's just like, oh man, it really just, I don't know. Yeah, no, but you're clearly the A-hole.
Yeah, that a doubt.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, brother. This guy stinked.
If you can. If you guys also wanted to before, I should have even said this earlier. Before we even finish this, I guess put us in the comments below to see what your opinion. This is only our opinion, right? So if you guys want to interact with us, please let us know, and we'll be more than happy to. Respond with you back. So,
yeah, if you have your own opinions on this, and takes and whatever.
Yes, yep. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but like, don't be like this dude. Don't be like that user. Don't be inconsiderate like that.
Mm-mm.
I think I got it ish.
Okay, go for it.
Alright, thank you guys again for tuning into another episode of The Deep End. First, I want to say I apologize for how I'm sounding. Again, I am sick, so I'm very sorry for that. And I'm sorry for you, JB. You're going to be editing out probably a lot of coughing and sniffling and stuff like that, and I apologize. I'd also like to thank Mr. Rick Dunn and Me You Radio Athens for allowing us to use this space to record this. as we said it once, and we'll say it again probably 10,000 more times. If it wasn't for this, we probably wouldn't have podcasts to this day. If you guys want to check us out, you can listen to us on MeU Radio Athens on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 a.m. You guys can also listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and RSS.com. You know, the Deep End podcast. You guys can also, if you guys want to prefer watching us on YouTube, you guys can search us up at T3 Podcast. And you guys can hear us and see our very questionable and funny moments. If you guys want to follow us, please follow us on Instagram at and TikTok at T3Pod and on Twitter at T3Podcast.
Other way around.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, darn.
You almost had it.
I was close. But yeah, thank you guys again. We appreciate you. We love and appreciate all you have for us. And please, if there's any questions, if there's any ideas you want us to do, send us a DM, you know, again, at TD3Podcast Instagram.
Yes.
At TD3Podcast Instagram. So just shoot us a DM and we'll be sure to respond to you guys as quick as we can.
Or if there's anyone you guys want us to collab with, team up with some, have as a guest, something, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get them on. No promises, though, because people are busy.
Yeah.
This man works 5 days out of the week.
I work sometimes six.
This man is dead half the time and doesn't even respond.
No, you're right. Yeah, I'm dead half the time and I hardly respond.
So yeah,
I'll do better on that.
But anyways,
all right, again, thank you guys again, and we'll catch you guys next time in the Deep End.
I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
All right, TD3 out.
All right, bye guys. We love you.